The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norma. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norma.
Welcome to Spirituality 101. It is Friday. It is the weekend, and as we begin to do that wonderful wind down so that we can enjoy the weekend. We are here at Spirituality 101 to support your journey. We are here to bring you information on that missing college course. We are here to encourage you, whatever your journey may be, whatever the path you may have chosen to step upon, we are here to provide you with the advice and the information that comes from experts. We are here to offer you spiritually based tools of transformation. We are here to expose you to the experiences of those who have walked before you. And we're here just to listen to you as you call in and share your experiences with us so that we together we may begin this amazing process, this amazing journey of raising consciousness. Today I have a guest, and my guest today is a very special one. His name is Andrew Higgins, and I have to tell you that he is my son. Andrew is a director of Reprogram Your Life. He is also a Reprogram Your Life certified facilitator. He is a track and field athlete, a sports coach, as well as an expert in the field of rhythm and timing and how this relates to growing our spirituality. Today he will share with us his knowledge of the physiology of the physical body, which of course houses the intelligence of the brain and the patterns that we develop of the mind. And he will also share with us what he has learned in the athletic field about the ability to focus and to take that total focus to success, as well as to that place of raising consciousness. Please help me to welcome my son, Andrew Higgins. Are you there?
I am here.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know if I should say Reverend Norm or I should just say Mom.
It is an amazing thing, you know, for my listeners who are listening. It's an amazing thing that you birth a baby into the world, and you kind of look into those eyes, and you wonder what they will become, what roads they will take, what pathways they may open. And then, of course, once they have chosen their fields in life, as a spiritual teacher, as a spiritual leader, I begin to ask myself the question, will any of these children even remotely become interested in the things that have kind of pushed me along the way? And so here today, it's a privilege and a joy to be able to speak with you, Andrew, and to have been able to observe that your journey may have been very much the athletic one, but you have certainly incorporated so many spiritual principles in there. So tell our listeners about yourself.
Okay, well, before I even start, I want to just say thank you for allowing me the opportunity to come on to the show. And I want to say a special hello to all of the listeners out there.
Well, thank you.
A little bit of background on myself as far as where I'm from. Kind of a diverse road. I was born in London, England. We lived there. I moved when I was three. So I don't have that much of a recollection of England, but we moved to Guyana, South America. And I was in Guyana, South America from the ages of three to about 10 and a half. And I believe that's where my fascination with rhythm really took place. And for me to really explain that to you, if you've ever been to the West Indies or you've ever been to Jamaica or any one of the islands, you know that most of the people in that area are very rhythmic. They have an easy flow about themselves. They kind of let things come in stride. And as a little boy growing up, I was always fascinated with people who can do things with rhythm. And because of the culture, which was very musically oriented, very rhythmically oriented, I was extremely fascinated by that as a child. Now, I was extremely blessed to have a mother that supported that need for that rhythm, and she introduced me to a lot of different types of music and a lot of different types of culture in Guyana. So I think the basis of who I am now and what I do is as a result of those 7 years, 7.5 years that I spent as a little boy in Guyana. When I was about 10 and a half, we came to the United States, and I think the United States allowed me for the rest of my childhood and my early teenage years to really, really develop this idea of rhythm and a pattern. It allowed me to compete in sports, and I happened to fell in love with track and field. And the concepts that I learned from childhood back in Guyana and here in America have really allowed me, I didn't realize what I was doing, that I was really being extremely spiritual in connecting the two. So as my journey proceeded, I came to realize that what I'm really doing here is making a connection of the physical and the spiritual mind to bring them together. And my athletic career and anyone that I coach, these are the things that I try to really instill in them. But none of that would have been possible without being in Guyana and seeing those rhythmic patterns of those people that really kind of molded me to the person that I am today.
Well, I thank you for that, and that's the very first time I've ever heard it put that way.
And, you know, it's funny because prior to the show, I never really thought about it that way. It was actually 5 minutes before we came on, that kind of hit me. So that's coming straight from the last 5 minutes. I never thought of it that way.
So we're hearing it from the direct flow. It's coming through as a direct flow. Very fascinating, very fascinating. And today we really want to talk a little bit about this process of rhythm and timing, which of course, as an athlete, as someone training athletes, it's very important. And what I want us to kind of be able to align today is that is as equally important in athletics as it is important in growing spirituality. There is a statement that has been attributed to me that says change happens at the intersection of timing and information. And I have come to know that is quite true, and I suspect that you work on that theory that the change happens when the timing and the information come together.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. Now, this is a topic that I can talk about for years and years and years, because this is my baby. I think most athletes do not understand that a lot of them are the epitome of spirituality, whether they know it or not. Because the goal of athletics, whether it's running track and field, playing basketball, the goal is to take the mind and the physical body and have them work in unison with each other. The mind should not be any further ahead than the body, and vice versa. And the athlete that can bridge that gap the most is always going to be the most successful athlete. And I guess it puzzles me a little bit as to why a lot of coaches don't coach from that perspective. As a track and field coach, I worry less about the clock, and I worry more about, is this person in rhythm? Is the body and the mind together? Because if they're not, the further apart they are, the harder it's going to be for them to accomplish the goals that they want.
Wow, that is deep, and I'm seeing an indication that we're 1 minute into break, and so I want you to hold that thought so we can come back to this thought of the further apart the body and the mind is the more difficult it is to be able to accomplish. Because what I'm hearing with my spiritual mind is that is exactly so in the spiritual realm, in this field of developing spirituality and moving in alignment, total alignment with not only nature but one's own rhythm. So hold that thought. We'll be right back. This is Spirituality 101, and I'm Reverend Norma.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
What's this? Milk. Low fat, no fat. They're milk too, and their names rhyme.
This man may sound odd.
Low fat, no fat.
But to his 3-year-old daughter helping him pick out food, he makes perfect sense.
Here's cheese with holes in it.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. Take simple moments like shopping and turn them into learning moments.
It's called Swiss.
Swiss has holes.
That's right. Oh, can you say gorgonzola?
Gorgonzola.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Visit bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Let's sing that new song.
My music track, track, track from a modem jack, jack, jack plays MP3s, threes, threes, and I download fast, fast, fast. I read the bits, bits, bits on the microchips, chips, chips, and I burnt, burnt, burnt all my favorite hits, hits, hits.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in technology, but parents can help keep them updated. Go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Journey into the realm of spirit, the source of all things. Master fear in these tumultuous times and learn ancient ways to abundant love and healing. Why Shamanism Now? A practical path to authenticity will awaken the unique genius within you. Host Christina Pratt challenges you to initiate your innate powers within to gain health, well-being, and joy through the practices of Last Mask Center for Shamanic Healing. Tune in each week to Why Shamanism Now, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Seventh Wave Network.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today I have with me a guest, my son, Andrew Higgins, and we are talking about the power of rhythm and timing in not only athletics. We're examining how it is done so that you create that amazing athlete and aligning that process to the very process that we are so very interested in here on Spirituality 101, aligning that to the process of growing spirituality, heightening spiritual awareness. Andrew, are you there?
I'm still here. I'm here.
But when we went off, you were just about going into this powerful thought of helping us to understand that as a coach, you have got an eye very, very, very carefully trained on rhythm and the whole notion of rhythm and timing. Tell us a little bit more about that. How do you take someone who has got perhaps a good promise, they've got a good gait, and you can see the potential in there as a coach, how do you now build the awareness of rhythm, and what kind of measures do you use in order to help this individual to move from being good to being great?
Okay, good question, good question. And I'll try to answer it in a couple of parts. The first part, I'll go about and I'll describe a novice athlete, and then I'll describe an athlete who has got his feet wet, and I'll describe an athlete who is what you would call world class. And we're talking about track and field here. That's
okay.
My baby. And I'm sure these examples would relate to any other sport. And I'm hoping that your users, your listeners, will be able to relate this into their spiritual growth. As a coach, if I have a novice athlete who wants to run the 400-meter dash, which is one lap around the track, it's an all-out sprint. Many consider it the most difficult race in track and field physically. If I have a novice athlete who wants to run that race, and I'm in the mind of this novice athlete while they're running, what will probably be going on in their head is, I don't know if I'm going to make it. I'm tightening up. Why am I tightening up? This really hurts. Things like that will be processing in their head. And this is because we have the mind, which is moving further ahead than the physical body. They're not in sync. And that is normal. Now, if I have an athlete who has got some experience, he's not world class, but he's got some experience, he's ran the race before, he's ran it enough, it'll probably go something like this. Phase one, I've got to push out the blocks. Phase two, I've got to float. Am I floating like I'm supposed to? Phase three, I've got to pick it up again. Phase four, I've got to hold my speed. What we've now done is we've gotten the person to the point of the physical duress is not a problem anymore, but now they're very cerebral. They're thinking through the process. I need to do step one. After that's done, I check it off. I do step two, step three, step four. Now, an experienced world-class athlete, there is no thought. The body and the mind are working in unison now, so there is no thought. There's just feel. The gun goes off, the body goes into autopilot, and the mind is right there with the body, so there's no need for thought. That athlete just does it.
Wow.
When I'm training an elite athlete, we're just working on simple little cues. When I'm training a novice athlete, a lot more is involved. So the question now is, how do you get an athlete from the novice level to the world-class level?
And the question in my mind, before you begin to answer that question, I just want to go back on the sequencing that you just gave us, because in my spiritual head, what I'm thinking is, this is exactly what we as spiritual coaches are trying to accomplish with those who would like to grow awareness, expand their spirituality, be able to close their eyes in meditation and do travel. And I don't mean astral travel, but I mean to do some serious dimensional travel. And I like the way that you said it. You've got to get the physical. In other words, tell me if I'm summarizing this right. You are saying that you've got to put enough cues in there that the physical body gets to its peak in fitness, and it just simply moves from one sequence to the other without thought. That any time we allow thought to race ahead of the physical body, we also have a problem. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that is exactly what I'm saying, and once again, I hope your users are really, I'm trying to be as lay as I can with these explanations, and I'm hoping that they can see the parallels with spirituality, because to me, someone who is at a Mahatma Gandhi's level, there is no thought. He is so connected, there's no thought, whereas someone who's maybe now trying to figure out if there's something a little bit more beyond me, there's a lot of questions and there's a lot of uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that they can draw the parallels. Now, how do you do, coming back to athletics, how do you attain this world-class, no-thought athlete? And the principles, I think, are exactly, they parallel spirituality. Number one, constant positive repetition. It is absolutely crucial. You repeat drills till you do them in your sleep. And the whole purpose of that is for you to program that muscle to move or to operate in a certain manner. And the only way you can do it is through constant repetition.
And if you could stop there so we could take that to the spiritual. What I'm hearing here is something that we as coaches, spiritual coaches, teach, is that one has got to do positive affirmations, until it becomes totally ingrained in the spirit and in the mind that, you know, I can. Because so often what we have to do is program out the I can't, override the I can't by constant repetition.
I think you're right on the ball. That is exactly what it is.
So constant repetition is number one. Now, what's number two?
Second thing is, and this one is tough for a lot of people, myself included, as a coach it's difficult for me, and as an athlete it is even more difficult. It's very challenging. Self-analysis.
Okay.
If it doesn't work, throw it out. Don't question why. If it works, continue to build on it.
Now I'm going to ask you to stop and repeat those two lines very slowly. If it doesn't work, go on.
If it doesn't work, throw it out. Do not ask why it's not working. Do not ask, is it me? I don't know. Throw it out.
Mm-hmm.
If it works, build on it and keep it. Now, here's something tricky about self-analysis. I can start off with something in my running that works, but it only works to a certain level. Then if I'm doing proper self-analysis, Andrew, this is not working anymore. You need to come up with another plan. Throw it out. Because the more you try to hold on to things, you can create baggage that is going to impede your ability to stop the thought.
Okay, so let's take that now and take it now to spirituality. This is wonderful. That is the point as a spiritual coach where I go shift. shift, and you begin to program that word in constantly, much the same as you program, you as an athlete, you are programming that repetition. And you've seen me do this work with music in the background, where I just introduced the word shift, because you're attempting to move out of that place that doesn't work. Or so often, sometimes it might work for John Jones over there, but it's not working for the rhythm of this particular body over here. Isn't that not quite true? So therefore, if it's not working, even though 16 people say it does, it's time to shift out of it. And I think spiritually, people get stuck because they have committed themselves to perhaps what has worked for other people. And so therefore are reluctant to shift.
I mean, and back to track and field, and I like how we're having this nice parallel discussion. I can give a very specific example of something that works at a lower level, but then you have to throw it out. When I have beginning sprinters that don't understand the concept of being at the starting blocks and falling forward, just letting your hands go and falling forward, and your body will actually take over. The physiology of the thing says, if you're falling over, you are going to push forward. There's a fear. So there are a lot of drills that we do with beginning athletes to teach them how to just get used to falling forward. Now, as I get up to elite status, I would not have an elite athlete do that. Number one, it's too energy consuming. There's no reason for them to do it. So you throw it out. So you've gone beyond that. You do not have the fear of falling forward anymore, so why waste 15 minutes three times a week? At this point, taking away your energy. Because at the elite level, it's all about managing that energy so you can be absolutely efficient.
Okay, hold there for me. That's magical. That's magical. So you're shifting out of what you may have needed to give you that jump start, but then you're shifting into this step of now having a perception of being able to manage energy. And believe it or not, that is critical when we are developing spirituality. Because once we have started to walk, once we have begun to engage our own rhythm, once we've begun to make that inner connection, we have now got to take responsibility to manage our energy. Because if not, some of it gets wasted in repeating things we no longer need to repeat. And a lot of it gets wasted simply because we want to show off what we know, so we're repeating whatever we know, and we are not teaching ourselves to be alert to the energies that complement us. And I'm hearing the same parallel as you talk about managing energy.
And I've even seen that with your own personal growth. There were things that you did maybe in the late 70s, early 80s, certain preparational things that you did then that you have long thrown out because there's no need for it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It got you to a certain point, but now you no longer need it.
That's quite true, because the goal, I like the way you put it, of getting to the world-class athlete is to be able to do it effortlessly and to be able to connect the inner energies and get plugged into the energies above so that it becomes quite natural. And you're referring to this whole notion of me using incense, for example, and crystals.
Yes, yes.
You see how fast time flies when you're having fun? They're queuing us out. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is Spirituality 101. And Reverend Norman.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Mm-hmm. Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
The results indicate your child has neuroblastoma.
There's evidence of metastasis.
We need to schedule a bone marrow.
We'll need to perform a surgical biopsy. MIBG scan.
After you hear your child has cancer, chances are you don't hear anything else. CureSearch.org connects you to the most comprehensive research and advice on childhood cancer and to other families who know exactly what you're going through. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Just what is SkillsUSA?
SkillsUSA specifically prepares you for the workforce.
SkillsUSA empowers students to connect with a network of people. SkillsUSA allows students to connect with business and industry, to manage their education, and to really get a feel of the real world.
SkillsUSA.
Find out more on the web at SkillsUSA.org. What can you tell me about SkillsUSA?
SkillsUSA teaches you employability skills. So you know how to deal with people, you have teamwork, your resume is going to look awesome.
Well, it's important to know your technical skills, but not only that, to have soft skills, the skills of learning how to communicate with people.
On the web at SkillsUSA.org.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. I am Reverend Norma. This is Spirituality 101. And today we are having a beautiful and powerful alignment of rhythm and timing as it relates to athletics and the similarities there are in developing a top-notch athlete and how similar that is and the methodology is in developing spiritual growth and heightening spiritual awareness. Both disciplines aim at taking the student to its highest form of performance. And the methodology that is used in both areas are very similar. And so today we're taking a different look at spirituality from the perspective of rhythm, timing, and how important it is to stay connected on the inside. And we're talking to Andrew Higgins, who is my son. Andrew, welcome back.
Thank you.
I think you had two more concepts to add to the ones that you've given us.
Yep. I've got two more concepts. First one is, and I think this is, while I have it as the fourth concept, you can stick this one anywhere you want to. It's. I don't think one is any more important than the other. I think they're all, if I have to rank them, they're all ranked the same. But re-emphasizing the rhythm of doing things. And I'll give an example in athletics, and then we'll talk about how it relates in spirituality. It's not okay just to do a high knee lift drill. As a coach, I am constantly looking for the smoothness and how the leg leaves the ground, is this person making a complete circle? If I have them do 10 sets of it, each leg lift should duplicate the last 50 that you've done. I want to see the exact same picture all the time. Because just doing it is one thing. But emphasizing the proper rhythm and creating a perfect rhythmic pattern is what's going to take you from novice to elite.
So what I'm hearing there is the emphasis on the rhythmic pattern. The rhythm is so important that you have to emphasize the ability to practice, that you take it into a smooth rhythmic pattern.
Yeah, and if you ever go to what I like to do, when I was younger, I played a lot of tennis. And it's amazing to watch a high school student prepare for a tennis match, you know, the 10 minutes before the tennis match starts, or you watch someone like a Pete Sampras. What amazes you is the efficiency in which Pete Sampras does it. And if you go to see Pete Sampras play in California, he's going to serve that ball in practice the same way, the same pattern, the same many of times in California. If he's in France, doesn't matter where he's at. It's almost like you can just take all of his warm-ups and superimpose them on top of each other, and you'll just have the same pattern. That's what you're striving for.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you have an athlete that can do that, then there's no thought.
And when you have someone who is in the spiritual, into the levels of spiritual growth, the same thing applies. To be
correct.
Able to move with a correctness of an embodiment of mind and body, and will take us to the spirit, the same thing applies.
Correct.
And smoothly can you make that transition without second guessing, without in other words, you're developing a level of, for us, spiritual consciousness and awareness that leads to trust. You're trusting that this process is okay without having to go through the mind. Is that what we're saying?
Well, I think you're trusting, and then it gets to the point where there is no thought of whether it's trust or not. It just is.
It just is.
It
you're
just
moving
is.
From trust then to what is.
This is what it is. This is it. It just is. The other concept is, I guess, part of self-analysis, but as a coach and an athlete, I'm always striving to be better. I'm always striving to coach the perfect athlete. I'm always striving to run the perfect race. I'm always striving to do the perfect drill. I'll never get there, but I always have to, it's kind of like I put that up there as a standard, and I always have to reach for it. I always have to reach for it, even though I know I'm never going to run the perfect race. I'm never going to have the most perfect coaching session, but without that standard up there, I'll never get better. I'll never improve. And regardless of if I'm a world record holder like Usain Bolt, I look at Usain Bolt's technique, and I can see places where he can improve. And I'm sure he does, too. And I'm sure he's working on it all the time. And that's why Usain Bolt is a world record holder. Because he's constantly saying, how can I be better? What is it that I can do now that can make me run more efficient? And as you get better, it's smaller and smaller and smaller things that you have to pay attention to.
Ah, now let me stop you there, because in spirituality, we talk about giving attention because we feel that when you pay attention, it's going to cost you something. And actually, we're talking about the same thing here. The fact that eventually we get this operation so smoothly that we do not have to pull the mind from where it is invested in order to think it through, so that it moves very, very, very smoothly. So this giving attention, paying attention. It's been walking the spiritual walk, much as the athlete is walking the spiritual walk. You're walking to the corner store, maybe to get a soda pop. I shouldn't be getting a soda pop. To get some water from the corner store. But you've got to be, the movement should be so rhythmic. The movement should be so, it should flow so freely. But it doesn't really matter whether you're walking to the corner store or whether or not you're practicing or you're drilling. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because that efficiency leads to less energy. And that's always the goal. How can I accomplish what it is with the least amount of energy? So walking to the store, if I have practiced that rhythmic movement, it should be to the point where not only am I walking to the store faster or getting to this point where I need to get to faster, but I'm using less energy.
Less energy. And the same applies to us spiritually. How can we eventually get to that place where meditation becomes effortless? Moving from dimension number 3 to dimension number 7 should eventually become very effortless without the thought, without the mind having to kick in. And you see, this is the reason why I sometimes recommend to people that you do need spiritual teachers, and there is a need for spiritual coaches along the way if we are to master much of what it is we're trying to master in spirituality. That there is that need to be coached, and there is a place for teachers and coaches so that we can develop, we can grow. And the goal is to move. We live on the third dimension. The fourth dimension is the dumping ground for a whole lot of the negative that we release on the third. And then there's movement from 5 upwards. When we get to the 7th dimension, we can break down. We can break down and enter into total spirit. So the goal when we are spiritually meditating is to be able to move from 3 to 7 effortlessly. And a lot of the preparation that we do is in order to allow us to make that transition as smoothly as we possibly can, much as the athlete has to try to make that transition to perfection as smoothly as he or she can.
Without thought.
It becomes
Thought, there's not a transition. It's just, right. You're just doing it.
Just do it. Just do it, as the Nike commercial says. They're queuing us. There's another break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is Spirituality 101, and I'm Reverend Norma. We'll be back.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life. Pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Mom, my tooth fell out.
The coach says I can play shortstop.
I get to be a deciduous tree.
You live for the firsts in your child's life. But how do you cope with the firsts that come after your child is diagnosed with cancer? CureSearch.org connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom?
If I'm at soccer practice.
What if something happens? Will you come get me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack.
Mom, if you're not home, should we go to the neighbor's house?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. I'm Reverend Norma. This is Spirituality 101, and we are having a tremendous amount of fun with my guest, Andrew Higgins. Andrew, where has the time gone?
I'm telling you. I'm amazed.
Well, you have shared a tremendous amount of information with us, and I want to tell you that next week's program, I'll be taking these six steps that you've given us, and we're going to work through them and talk through them next week. But I wanted to ask you, I have a couple of questions. I always have a lot of questions, and one of them is, you're a director of Reprogram Your Life. You are also a trained facilitator of Reprogram Your Life, and I have watched you on your feet working with men in prison who are in the transitional process. Right. If you had to give us a one-liner about Reprogram Your Life, what would it be?
Before I give the one-liner, I would say that I think that I've been preparing for Reprogram Your Life since I was a child. Mm-hmm. You know, the attraction to rhythm and being in a place that was so rhythmic and people that allow themselves to just do kind of emphasizes the concept of Reprogram Your Life, which I think we are a motivational tool, and we use and we emphasize the ability to use rhythm and music and toning to facilitate change. I believe if I had to describe what we do, that would be it.
Rhythm, toning, timing to bring about change. And it's certainly work that is very, very, very rewarding. And I have just been blessed, I have to tell you, to be able to see you on your feet. It's a wonderful thing for a mother to observe, to see you on your feet, giving what you have, giving the coach side of yourself, the athletic coach side to yourself, and everything that you have learned there into the process of transformation and change for men who certainly need it at some very, very, very deep levels. And I want to thank you for the work and the service that you do on the planet. My next question is, you never did share with my listeners the fact that you are married and that you have two beautiful, beautiful, you've given me two beautiful grandchildren. But one of those two children is also a runner.
Mm-hmm. We didn't have enough time. Time was flying too fast.
And that you are her coach. Has it been hard to coach your daughter, someone with whom there is this love and emotional ties?
You know, when you started the show, you mentioned about, you know, wondering if one of your children would follow suit, would follow your own passions, and you drew some parallels there. And I think initially I thought it would be difficult to coach her, but she has the same spirit that I have about running. And I watch her, and she reminds me of myself when I was younger. And sometimes I just sit back there and I just stare in amazement that she does what she does. Because we have gone from, and my daughter is only, she's only 11 years old. But we have gone from coach-athlete to two partners working on a common goal.
Wow.
She does all the self-analysis. She knows what she's done right or wrong, and a lot of times I'm just out there pointing cues to her. Yeah, you did that right. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, we can do that a little better. So it's actually been a very, very peaceful journey for me to culture.
Sounds to me like it's been a spiritual journey.
Precisely. Because I've spoken to other parents who have kind of cautioned me and said, you know, you're going to be emotionally tied up. You might not want to do that. But it's been the opposite for me. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I cherish every minute of it.
And what I'm hearing in what you're sharing is that in anything at all that we do, if we choose to bring the spiritual into everything that we do, regardless of whether or not logic says it's going to be difficult or it's going to be impossible, when we bring the spiritual discipline into what it is that we do, it flows. It flows.
That's precisely correct. That is precisely correct. It will flow.
It will flow.
And that's what I have noticed.
And so what I'm trying to teach, what we're trying to teach in Reparo, what we're trying to teach in Reprogram Your Life is whatever that change that is needed, whether it's moving from being addicted to getting back into normalcy in the world, whether it's recovering from bad eating habits, whether it's recovering from grief or childhood pain, whatever it is that requires that change, when we can add the spiritual element, when we can add the spiritual discipline, when we can grow the spirituality as we work on what we're working on, and we get to that place of the flow mm-hmm. you've been talking about, then of course we are in a much better position to be able to accomplish what it is that we have set out to accomplish. But I want to ask you, Andrew, how can people get in touch with you if they want to get in touch with you?
Okay. Well, we've got about three ways for you to get in contact with me. One is through our website, which is www.reprogramyourlife.net. I'll repeat that again, www.reprogramyourlife.net. You can also call us directly at 301-920-2291, 301-920-2291. Or you can drop us an email at reprogramyourlife, all one word, at yahoo.com. Reprogramyourlife at yahoo.com.
Well, thank you so very, very, very much for being on the show with me today. This has been an honor and a privilege and a pleasure to have my son. One of the things we did not get to talk about is about the powerful use of music, whether you are well-orchestrated music, whether you are coaching, or whether you are walking the spiritual journey. And I'd like to tell you, listeners, that I am a music fanatic, but Andrew has taken it to another level.
That's another five shows we can do. That could be a series.
But that music and rhythm, the rhythm of well-orchestrated and well-balanced music, plays an amazing role in helping us to accomplish anything that is discipline, helping us to accomplish anything that requires order, helping us to accomplish the goal of growing our spirituality and heightening our awareness. They're signaling us that we have a minute to go. We've got a one-day workshop seminar coming up on May the 15th in Silver Spring, Maryland. The information is up on our website. You can send us an email, reprogramyourlife@yahoo.com. You can access the website, www.reprogramyourlife.net. And we want to help you to release, relax, let go in these stressful times. Thank you, Andrew, for joining us and for sharing all that you have shared. And I hope you will agree to come back on the show.
Definitely.
Thank you, my listeners, for tuning in. And please share this show. It can be accessed on the website. Please share it with others. Remember, walk softly on the earth, for you argued for your right to be here to express and to accomplish your goals. Peace be with you. Reverend Norma.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.